AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testifying on Capitol Hill today, Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Simone Biles.
I am also a survivor of sexual abuse.
Biles spoke about sexual abuse at the hands of USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar.
The circumstances that led to my abuse and allowed it to continue are directly the result of the fact that the organizations created by Congress to oversee and protect me as an athlete, USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee failed to do their jobs.
At issue was how the FBI handled the investigation into Nassar. Gymnast Michaela Maroney testified the FBI minimized and disregarded her after she reported Nassar. FBI Director Chris Wray.
I don't have a good explanation for you. It is utterly jarring to me. It is totally inconsistent with what we train our people on, totally inconsistent with what I see from the hundreds of agents who work these cases every day. And that's why that individual has been fired.
An internal investigation by the Justice Department says the FBI did not treat the Nassar case with the utmost seriousness. The Minnesota Supreme Court reversed the third-degree murder conviction of a former Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed an Australian woman in 2017. The ruling could give Derek Chauvin grounds to appeal his third-degree murder conviction in George Floyd's death. But that would have little tangible impact, since Chauvin has also been convicted of the more serious count of second-degree murder. A former Georgetown University tennis coach, Gordon Ernst, accused of accepting more than $2 million in bribes to help kids get into that school, will plead guilty in a sweeping college admissions bribery scandal. President Biden is calling it an encouraging sign. He says nearly 3 million people took advantage of a special six-month period to sign up for subsidized health insurance coverage made more affordable by the coronavirus relief law. This is AP News. A couple of games associated with adults, Mahjong and Billiards, are among the nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Nick Ricketts is a curator at the Strong National Museum of Play.
I know that if you grew up with a billiard table in your home and you were a kid, you played it with your parents and they taught you. And it's pretty much the same with Mahjong.
Cabbage Patch Kids, Battleship, and the Pinata also made the list this year, which was a very busy one for nominations.
I think partly because of people being homebound during COVID, we received way more nominations for toys.
The winner or winners will be announced in early November. I'm Shelley Antler.
Pope Francis says he doesn't understand why people refuse to take coronavirus vaccines, saying humanity has a history of friendship with vaccines. Ed Donahue, AP News.